contact KI-4LZR.
Gil?
Okay, over here, Ron. KI-4LZR. This mic was working for me.
Looking to see how I receive. I got Mendel on the hotline, so I'm just seeing if I can receive any better on this one. Okay, thank you, Andy.
Is this mic doing any better over here than what it was over there? Because I've been on the feed station all the time, but this mic cord's coming apart on me.
Comfortable now.
Got the mic here, and up where it plugs into the radio, it's coming apart. I'm going to have to do something about it, but I'm glad to hear it's better. KI-4LZR.
What was it you got in yours, though, for the 2 meter?
I'll tell you.
4679, Sassafras Mountain.
Tell me, does that radio you got for 79 have the 127.3 tone in it? Because if it don't, you won't bring it up. October of last year, 79's got a tone, that tone on it all the time.
I know it hurt somebody. How about, how about 145290 Long Mountain?
Okay, move over there, but remember, that's a tone of, if I remember, 162.2, but it's been a while. KI-4LZR going to 29.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
Yes. Sounding good, Chad.
What's going on, Patrick? How you doing tonight, sir?
Been putting the hoses on skid steer.
I see. You aggravated yet?
I got them. I just got to get the plate where they pass through the body into under the track. Fold it back up and I'll be done.
That I see. Well, I just, you know, I don't know what to say. Is it greasy, nasty, as normal?
That I don't think it's been cleaned out in about 20 years until I've done it, and then I'm going to do it again when I get done here.
My favorite is when to bring them out here. Just throw some purple power in there and just, you know, clean that out for me real quick. I usually just tell them, no, that's an EPA hazard. It's not going to do it. It's been in there for 20 years. It can stay there. I'm not going to putty knife it out because that's what it takes.
Roger that. It's pretty thick down there in the bottom, but I got most of it before I started, so. Wasn't too bad, but there's one section you can't get to where the valves are at, and they happen to be right over top of where the hoses are I'm working on are at, so, you know, just a joy there.
So, I got a piece of plywood in the shop that when you raise the cap, I can raise the arms on the Bobcat just right and lay that plywood across, and you just about have to lay on the thing to work on the front of it. Now I don't know what's going on in the back, but you know, everything's pretty much under the seat, and I just, you know, I have to lay down. I can't. It's nothing else you can do, really. Just my whole body hurts so bad nowadays. I noticed the other day I was looking for a quilt. Last time I worked on one, I had a piece of plywood and a quilt. I said, well, if I'm going to lay on this nasty thing, I'm going to be comfortable while I'm doing it.
That was how I used to work on them diesel trucks, is laying across the radiator supporting myself up and working on it. And this is pretty much the same way, except you're just hanging down in there. It's like you say, there just ain't no other way to do it than lay down in there and get to it.
I understand. All right, well, you getting close to getting it finished?
testing it for leaks tonight. Didn't see any. I got all that taken care of. I got four bolts to put back in the side plate there and get it lined up with the hoses fighting me, and then I'll be done with it, hopefully.
Well, I had last when I worked on the guy, he's had it for about 6-8 months now, and I think he blew a hose the other day. And he said, is it normal for this hydraulic fluid to be this expensive? And I said, oh, absolutely. You know, that's not hydraulic fluid, that's hydrostat. And, you know, it's about $83 for a 5-gallon bucket. So, and it takes almost two of them.
Roger that. I've been through about 15 of them, hunting the leak and then filling it back up. Yeah, so, and that stuff is not cheap.
But one thing you will notice is you can run hydraulic fluid in them, but in the summertime when it's hot, you can really tell the difference. It just slows the machine down. I don't know what it is. You know, you'd think it would get faster with the fluid being, you know, hot, but it just like it drops, it dropped horsepower, it just starts to get sluggish. And I think that hydrostat fluid does a pretty good job of moving heat. I think that's what's happening. I'm not sure. But you can tell the difference. You can definitely tell it in hot weather.
Yeah. Well, we better clear out and let you get ready for the net. So we'll be starting here in just a minute. Good to talk to you, and I'll be waiting on the net. 804-HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
For the signal report, it's KO4NUE standing by. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Sir, are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll go ahead and start with the roll call portion of the net. We'll go ahead and start with pre-check-ins tonight, starting with KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, and KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla in Traveler's Rest. XMR Mail in Prosperity, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, and KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KQ4FRY, Rhonda in Lyman, and KF4NXY, David in Southern Greenville County. He brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX, also in Southern Greenville County. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, and KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. And KC4W, Bill N. Anderson. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check function. And with that, we'll go ahead and ask for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard, so we'll go ahead and move along to tonight being Tuesday night, which is India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Hilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4, NUE. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Portable, and Campobello, negative and negative.
NUE. If you and Miss Anna are doing well, please check in, Whiskey 4. India, Oscar Echo, Sid Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
NUE. Not hearing me, just let me know and I'll come back again. As I found that wall going 195, this mic cord is kind of handy on this. Kilo, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI 4, LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring. Just out for informational purposes, this is the third mic cord I've had on this 8900.
And UE. Ed, please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. Larry in Piedmont, no traffic, no radio.
For NUE. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 7-3.
Before we get started, let me go ahead and check in my wife, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. She's here in the ham shack with me tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And N4JBM, Mr. Jerry, stationary portable in Campobello tonight. Jerry, hope you're doing well, sir. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. Sid, it's nice to hear you tonight, sir. Hope you're doing well. And Mr. Andy, who's working on his third hand mic, KI4LZI. Mr. Andy, up in Table Rock. And Andy, you've got a nice clean signal coming into the repeater tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome K4LWE. That's Mr. Larry in Piedmont. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer, on his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And Larry, I'm just curious, is Miss Donna listening tonight?
I think Donna is hard at work on one of her Zentangle projects. She's upstairs at the moment.
Just want to let her know, glad she's home. Larry sounds like Larry again, so just wanted to let you know. All right, any other stations, Lima, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move up to EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello again, Chad. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself in the net. No traffic, no round table. Do tell Miss Anna hello.
Kevin, we have you in the log, KA4PQA. Miss Anna says hello back to you, and hello to you and Miss Jennifer. Hope y'all are doing well, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next tonight, which will be Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE, Chad and Anna, Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Please attend, and Miss Anna, please sit in. 202 Hospital India 9. Love and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
4 NUE, please check in Kilo Hospital 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, hope you're doing well. It's nice to hear you on the radio tonight, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt in Inman. Walt, it's nice to hear you tonight, sir, and I hope you are doing well. And also, Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down in Simpsonville. Lloyd, you tell Miss Tracy we said hello, and hope you're having a nice evening, sir. All right, are there any additional stations, Mike through Papa? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
Hey. Anna, please check in 0 November 0 Tango Romeo. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom in Greer. Tom, hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Bernice that I said hello and that I have thoroughly enjoyed her treats. Got just a little bit left of the cake tonight, so I'm going to get into that as soon as the net's over. Anyway, tell her I said hello, and you too, sir. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
UE, good evening, Chad. It's Bob here in Piedmont, Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD. Please check me in tonight, and no traffic, no round table, and say hi to Miss Anna for us as well.
4 NUE. That Chad just about messed my group, huh? Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I would like to say thank you to Tom and Miss Bernice also for the same. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Glad you enjoyed it.
Hey, you two are something else. All right, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll ask, we'll go ahead and move up to EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH. Name here is Fred. I'm in Piedmont at the workplace tonight. 7 for you, Chad, and on all the net. You're hitting and getting tonight.
I have you in the log, KO4NNH, Mr. Fred at the workplace. Fred, you having a safe night tonight, sir, and I hope time goes by for you pretty quick tonight. All right, let's move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
I'd like to welcome W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod from the land of Oz. Rod, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And I'll be over your way in the next day or so. Might drop by and say hello to you for a few minutes if you got some time. But I hope you and Miss Dorothy are doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, let's make one more call for Uniform Through Zulu. Any additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE? NUE, please check out of turn Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hi to Miss Anna and everyone on the net.
I apologize. I checked you off one check mark too early. My apologies, sir. We'd like to welcome AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob and Piedmont. Bob, hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and I apologize for skipping over you, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
QE. Dad, please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey, rolling in pickets, negative, negative, and a very great evening to all.
QE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, it's me, it's Ernest T. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
QE. Please check in, QO November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Let's go ahead and recognize what we have so far. We'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. And Dave, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. I was thinking about you today, sitting at red light with all the traffic that's in Greer now, and thinking, boy, wouldn't it be nice if I could just fly right over this and go straight home and thought about you and all of your flying. But with that, we'll go ahead and move on to KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt in Southern Greenville County. Kurt, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And Mr. Roland, K1CJW in Pickens. Roland, hope you're doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, it sure is nice hearing your voice on radio again, sir. Also, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Miss Joy, hope you're doing well if you're listening tonight, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4CHY, Mr. Keith and Seneca. Keith, hope you're having a nice evening, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you, sir.
Andrew, we'd like to welcome KO4CEF. That's Mr. Andrew in Inman. And Andrew, hope you had a good day today, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, KO4NUE.
And Miss Anna and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Chad, thanks for calling Annette tonight. I will be in and out, sir. Thank you.
No audio. Would you like to try again, sir? We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick in Penrose. Patrick, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And please tell Miss Elise and Izzy we said hello. All right, we'll do one more round for Echo Through Hotel. Any station Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Again, KI4DJY. Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf. That's K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Welcome, KI4EJY. That's Mr. Elijah in Lyman. Elijah, I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome K4HWG. That's Mr. Henry in Anderson. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry and Candler. Harry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Nice to hear you on the radio. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
UE, check in, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative. Good evening, Chad.
I have you in the log, KA5WLL. Good evening to you too, sir. Hope you've had a good day today. That's Mr. Leroy N. Taylor. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Bert, so I'll take that with Echo Link. No stations on Echo Link, and we've cycled through the alphabet, so we'll take that for now. We'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. First on the stump is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are you today, sir? How was your day?
4NUE, this is KK4JBQ. Well, my tide is showing already today. I have had a good day. It's what you do when the day is cooperating with sunshine. Oh, my goodness, how pretty it was today. But that took me out of the house and had me pulling and shoving and smearing this thing and that thing. There's a lot that goes wanting in the wintertime. You just don't want to be out there in that cold, dressed up with three layers of something on and gloves and all that stuff. So here we are, pretty nice day, and all of that stuff caught up with me. How about you? How was your day, and how goes the construction business?
So before we get started on the construction business, I saw two things out here, or experienced two things out my way that I have never seen out here before. I pulled out the end of the driveway, going to head to Lowe's to get some supplies for the ham shack. And up the road comes a taxi, a big yellow taxi with the little light, you know, on the top of the car. Never seen a taxi out here before. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Never seen a taxi out here. And then going on the way to Lowe's, I got to thinking, I'm not sure that's a good sign. But nonetheless, I had little black and white checker marks on the back bumper. So don't know who that was, but, you know, like I said, never seen a taxi. Second thing I experienced in Greer was tried to get out of a parking lot at a place I pulled in and could not get out because of the traffic. There was so much traffic that the red light just, you know, c- couldn't handle it. So I had to, you know, go through three other parking lots to come out at a red light so I could, you know, get into the mainstream of traffic. So with that, let me see what you got to say about that, then we'll move on to construction.
You know, it could be that somebody was celebrating. I don't know, out in I'm not going to say boonies or anything like that, but far removed from the city streets, if you see a taxi cab, somebody's celebrating. That's all I can think of. And then, as far as Greer and the traffic issues, I've heard that's true. My mailing address is Greer, but I don't get into the city of Greer that often. There's some nice things there and some nice places, especially eateries. And, well, I suppose I can only take, I heard this on broadcast radio, that Greer is growing leaps and bounds. And I already got my place, so, you know, for as long as I need it, I'm set. And she and I are not going to be moving. Yeah. So, before we get along to anything else, I wanted to say how nice it was to hear Gary check in tonight. And he made me think of something when he checked in with, "It's me, it's me, it's Ernest T." He made me laugh, a belly laugh, yes indeed. But I heard somebody, again on broadcast radio, I heard somebody say that in the original Mayberry, there was only one person in all of Mayberry that was married. That's a trivia question for you. KK4JBQ. You got it. Yes, indeed. Otis. And he was a drunk. Everybody else was single.
Good, Larry. So, the other thing I was going to tell you is, yes, it was nice to hear Gary tonight. Just as soon as he checked in, my SWR dropped 2 points. So, I'm glad you're back, Gary. That's good hearing you today. I mean, on the radio, sir. So, let's go to construction. So, I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. I'm down to starting to get into the details. And, you know, normally I like details, but I'm anxious to get into things. And I just keep getting bogged down with these, you know, little details that are going to pay off when it's finished. But, you know, I noticed today I cut one of the bird mouths about, about a half inch too shy. And, Larry, I tried everything I could to overlook it. I'd look away, I'd go do something else. But I couldn't do it. I just couldn't deal with it. So, I spent 2 hours fixing that thing, you know, trying to get the rafter out, and luckily it was on the end. But, I just, you know, Anna came out there and was kind of looking at me, kind of funny, you know. But I didn't say anything to her, but I had to fix it. I just couldn't deal with it. But got all my electrical done, except for the light switch, and most of the insulation's up. So I'm up to where I need to make a decision where I need to move to siding on the outside or go ahead and start on the inside. But if I start on the inside, I'll never get the outside done. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. Do finish the outside. You know, presentable, at least. And well, my dad once told me, and he was a fairly good carpenter. He said, you know, there are rough carpenters, and that's me. And there's finished carpenters, and that's certainly not me. The way he said that always tickled me from the first time I heard it. And they are so different, you know. So when you get Well, I think you can do some finished work on the outside, making it presentable, you know. But once you get on the inside, even in a ham shack now, you're going to want things to be right. You don't want to be looking at this little thing and that little thing that don't please you. And although it may cost a little more, it always has costed me to be satisfied. Do try to make yourself satisfied. That was another thing my dad told me. And, well, he had several things to say about being satisfied. It was a big deal for him, you know. It costs more, as he said, to be satisfied. It is aggravating to try to be satisfied. You think about that for a minute. KK4JBQ.
You're exactly right, KO4NUE. You know, being a machinist, you can't settle. You know, you either on target or you're not. And if you're not on target, it doesn't fit. But it's hard to be that precise with wood, I guess. But I try to be, and it's just bogged me down a little bit, you know, trying to get everything to be what I want it to be. But I'm gonna have to overlook a few things. That's just the way it is. If I don't, I'll spend an inordinate amount of time doing absolutely nothing that doesn't mean a hill of beans. So I guess I'll go ahead and start figuring out what I'm gonna do about the outside tomorrow, I guess. But today was kind of slow, other than the rafter mix-up. But I got it. I'm happy with it, and that's what it's all about. Not being at a point to where you're aggravated with something, right?
KK4JBQ. If you're conscientious in this life, you'll try not to be aggravated, because those two things don't go together. Conscientious is directed toward other people, and aggravated is all on you. It's hard to be social when you're aggravated. You say things you don't mean to say. You do things, oh my word, you wish you could take back. So, yeah, try your best not to get aggravated about anything. Anyhow, I understand we're going to have another pretty day tomorrow. And I wish you all the best in your efforts to please yourself. You have yourself a good night's rest. You'll need it, I'm sure. And everyone out there, have yourself, enjoy this beautiful weather. We'll get very little of it throughout the year, of course. Enjoy it while we have it. KK4JBQ.
You have a good day tomorrow to you, and the sun is supposed to be out tomorrow, and I plan on being out there trying to enjoy every bit of it I can. So, all right, with that, I'll leave you with this. I had a good friend of mine make a suggestion a couple weeks ago for me to pick up Ugly's book. And Ugly's is an electrical book that has, you know, a lot of useful information in it. So I've been eyeballing them at Lowe's, and they're always out. Well, today I went, and they had three of them for sale. So I picked one up, and oh my goodness, how useful that is in a ham shack. So I've been perusing through that today as well, sitting in the shade, trying to, you know, get over my messed up rafter. But anyway, 73's Larry. You tell Miss Donna we said hello, and you have a nice evening, sir. We'll see you on the net tomorrow, I guess. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4 NUE.
1 on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4 ZYX. A little late, but better late than never. Hope you're doing well. Here, working on a ham shack out here, huh?
Welcome, KO4ZYX. That's Mr. Daniel. Yes, sir, I am. I have outgrown what I can do in the house, and trying to deal with the mess that comes with that kingdom, So I'm moving outside. So trying to make it a man cave best I can. But it's just, like I said, it's starting to slow down a little bit. But how are you, bud? You doing all right?
Doing good. Just down here messing around in the man cave myself. I just want to reach out and let you know that we're not too far apart. And all I've done all my life is construction. So all the way from framing, carpentry, finished carpentry, electrical, plumbing, and HVAC. So if you need any help or anything like that, just holler at me. Shoot me an email off of the address on QRZ or whatever. But it can be tough sometimes. But I'm gonna back on out of here. I'm messing around with the reloads and stuff this evening. But I'll say 73 to you and everyone on the net. KO4 ZYX, I'll be clear.
Nice evening, and good luck with your reloads. Any additional station, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4 NUE.
QE. Please check in, N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm in Greenville, stationary mobile, no traffic, no table.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4, KCX. This is Jerry. We in Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight. I haven't been on radio in a few days. Could you give me an update on how Gary's doing?
He checked into the net last night, actually. Checked in tonight. He's doing well, recovering well. Getting his strength back up. I guess that's about it. He's, like I said, he's doing well. I had to talk with him on the phone yesterday. He gave me a hard time, which is, that's a good sign. So I threw it right back. So he's doing well.
Good to hear. That is good to hear. Yeah, so that's good. It gives you a hard time to whip back. Make him stay on his toes. That's good. That's good. That's good to hear. Glad to hear that.
We'd like to welcome in 4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane in Greenville. Shane, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And also KI4KCX. That's Mr. Jerry in Gray Court. All right, any additional stations before I move to Echolink? Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, no traffic. I wanted to know if you got that email about the entry boxes or...
WD8RON, Mr. Ed in Brevard, yes sir, I did, and I'm... started looking through it this afternoon, but I kind of got distracted with the DMV. They haven't sent me my sticker for my truck. I paid the taxes, but they haven't sent me the sticker, so now I'm going to have to go down there and wait in line to get my sticker. So I kind of got distracted with that, but I do have your email, and maybe by next week or so I can be at that point to where I can figure out how I'm going to handle all this RF coming into this thing. I'm going to have to think about that for a little bit. May have to call Gary. He'll give me some good ideas. But we'd like to welcome WD8RON, Mr. Ed in Brevard. And thanks for the email, Ed.
All right, we'll move up to EchoLink stations real quick. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Good evening. Please check in KB0 KBJ Steve up here in South Dakota. No traffic. I'll be here for a short comment.
Nice hearing from you. Hope you're doing well up there and the family's well. We'd like to welcome KB0 KBJ, Mr. Steve in South Dakota. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. November 4, Sierra, Mike Hotel, N4, SMH, Josh and Greer, negative, negative.
NUE. Dad, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
Bro, November 4, Delta Mike Echo, N4 DME. I'm Paul. Also check in Donald, AA4QS. That's Alpha Alpha 4, Quicksilver. We're both in Dakota tonight. Appreciate you calling in and all the fine work you do for the hobby.
Welcome, N4SMH. That's Mr. Josh and Greer. Josh, hope you're doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan in Asheville. And Duncan, just want to let you know, the crane must have moved because you got a pretty good signal coming into the repeater tonight. Just want to let you know that, sir, and appreciate you checking in with me tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome N4DME, Mr. Paul in Tocoa, and he brings along Pops, AA4QS, Mr. Donald. And, Paul, how's the old man doing?
Well, you better, I'd have to leave. But anyway, he's doing good. He's, still has trouble sometimes with his hip and all hurting him. His leg hurt him, obviously, but which he's been dealing with for 10 years now. But other than that, he's still hopping along and trying to do every once in a while. But he's doing good. You know, we're trying to hold the fort down.
I'm glad glad to hear. I know I don't hear from you that often, and Anna and I were talking about you two the other day. It was been a while since I've had an update on. What's going on. But if you talk with him, not tell him we said hello, and we ask about him. Y'all ever up this way, give me a holler. And, if y'all want to get out, ride around or something, come on this way. We'd love to meet you, or we'd come somewhere else and meet you. But anyway, appreciate you checking in with us, Paul. And you have a nice evening, sir. Let me move on and see if there's anybody else who wants to check in. Any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So, are there any stations that I may have missed for RAGG? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE, KO4PXB.
Hang on 1 second. I think Tom beat you to the point. Tom beat you in there. N0TR. Go ahead, Tom.
I just wanted to comment, Chad, that Ugly's manual, well, it kind of is a companion to you anyways, just by the mere name of it, but it's the Bible. You get a National Electric Code book and you can't hardly decipher what they're telling you. You get an Ugly's manual and it'll tell you everything from the number of conductors in a certain size conduit to the types of insulation and the degrees Fahrenheit or centigrade that each insulation is good for. And it's just a great pocket tool to have. And I don't know if you've got your service entrance panel yet or not, but that home line, Square D, you can always find stuff for that, Chad. It's not just Square D, it's called home line. And you got a lot of Square D equipment around there anyways, but I like that. It's real easy to find. And a lot of these things aren't like I had to find Cutler Hammer the other day for son-in-law. Siemens was another one I had to help a guy with. So it's nice. Now, let me drop this a second. Oh, there was one other thing I was going to tell you. Oh, shoot. I don't remember what it was now, but you'll enjoy that manual. And like I said, that service entrance panel, you may have one laying around, as much stuff as you got, but that's about all I wanted to comment on. And when he said to tell you she was glad you enjoyed the goodies, and Chris's eyes lit up too. Boy, those little square things with the nuts on them was also good. I just had a couple of those a minute ago. But it's good to hear you, Bud, and I'll let the other gentleman, Lloyd, get in there. And back to you, Chad. KL4NUE and 0TR.
Well, let Miss Bernice know that Anna said last night, she said, where did this come from? And I said, well, Tom and Bernice brought them over. And she said, them? Brought them? What does them mean? What did she bring? And I said, she only brought one container. And she said, but you said them. That means more than one. So, tell Bernice I got caught again. So, you know, I gotta leave some of the cake for her, but all of the nut bars are gone. I mean gone. So anyway, tell her I said thank you, and I enjoyed them thoroughly.
Yeah, she's over here laughing. You want to say something?
Chris enjoyed them.
Yeah, she well, that's better than most. Usually you don't get out of the driveway and get home with it. That way you don't get caught. You're sneaky, Chad. Shoot. Anyways, thanks for helping the grandsons out the other day, too. They were just elated. I'll let you go over to Lloyd and have a good night, Chad. KL4NUE and 0TR 73s.
Man, you have a good night. All right, KO4PXV, Mr. Lloyd, how are you today, bud?
Sir, I just thought I'd save you some time from going for the DMV. They have a paper shortage for the, that's why they're not mailing out the decals, so definitely save you time, save yourself some time going down there and not being able to get a sticker anyway.
For shortage. I see. So what am I supposed to tell the policeman when he pulls me over?
Decal that they mailed to you, that you paid your taxes, and that will suffice that your taxes are paid, and they already know that the DMV has a paper shortage. That's why they're not mailing any decals out right now.
Okay. Well, glad you told me that. But, listen, I got a question for you. You and I are about the same age. Are you noticing that your body just is not wanting to go and do as much as it used to do? I'm so sore. I finished the roof up on this ham shack yesterday. And, my goodness, Lord, it took me a while to get going this morning. Everything I got is just hurting. And this ibuprofen's just, you know, not the silver bullet anymore. I'm having to slow down a little bit. Are you feeling that?
I stay wide open 24/7. Like I said, I still, you know, exercise or work and run. And I just pretty much have to. I don't have enough hours in the day for the things I want to do, because it definitely stay busy. That's why I like it during the summertime, and where my body definitely doesn't hurt any. Knocking on wood.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I must have a few more miles on you or something. I just can't go as hard as I used to could anymore. But it is what it is. I have to slow down a little bit, I guess. But anyway, nice hearing from you. Glad you told me about the paper shortage. I'll carry this thing around for a while. I guess eventually I'll get some paper in, but I never thought we'd be short of paper too. But anyway, appreciate it, Lord. Have a nice evening, sir. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4 NUE.